This is Stephanie Brush reading Exit Wounds by J.A. Jantz. Now let's begin with Prologue. The woman lay in her bed, tossing and turning, and tried to sleep. It was hot, but southern Arizona in July is always hot. Due to unpaid bills, the power company had shut off electricity to the shabby mobile home months ago. By now she was pretty well used to sleeping without benefit of a cooler or even a blowing fan. The heat was a factor, but more disturbing than physical discomfort was thinking about the approaching interview. She had kept her mouth shut for almost 30 years. For that long, other than pouring her heart out to her grandmother, she'd been part of an ugly conspiracy of silence. No more. Tomorrow, today, in fact, she was going to talk. To strangers. To reporters. She was going to let it all hang out. The question was, what would happen then? Someone had told her once, wasn't it that same grandmother, that the truth will set you free. The story she was about to tell was the truth, but would it really free her of the demons that plagued her? The terrible sense of dread she felt wasn't at all like being set free. What if she only made things worse? What if telling damned her forever? Finally, around 4, a slight breeze ruffled the frayed curtain over her bed, and she drifted off. A scarce 3 hours later, awakened by a recurring nightmare, she staggered out of bed and into the bathroom. When she turned on the water faucet in the lavatory, nothing happened. "Damn," she muttered. "What a time to run out of water." Pulling on a pair of shorts and a t-shirt, she hurried outside into the relative cool of the early morning. The dogs, locked in the hay bale shed, heard the back door.